Usually the midterm or off-year congressional elections go very poorly for the party of the president. Seats, sometimes a lot of them are lost, and even control of the House or Senate can be lost. It was anticipated that President Trump's controversial style and approach would lead to a landslide for Democrats later this year, and that could still happen. But what strategies will make it more likely, and how might Republicans counter them? With me to talk about that is Zach Massetti, political scientist and president of Ripon College in Wisconsin. So, Zach, what strategies do you think the parties should emphasize? And does this look like a strong year for Democrats, or did the recent government shutdown hurt their chances?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You look at what, for instance, 538 and Nate Silver are saying, is that a generic Democrat against a generic Republican, that number has narrowed now to under 6 percentage points. So the number has dropped. And so I think what you're starting to see out there is that people are having some difficulty getting around what's the difference between these two parties, and is this really a wave election that's coming. So I think Democrats need to be careful to not think that this is in the bag. And I think Republicans also, and I think they've already been scared in this regard, need to realize that they're going to have to get out their boat because as a political scientist and, you know, people who look at these numbers over many, many years, if the Democrats get out their base and the Republicans get out their base, generally, Democrats win. Now, that's not true in every state, and of course, we've had lots of states that have been gerrymandered or have been drawn in certain ways within congressional districts that allow results to come out one way or the other. But at the end of the day, this is what is called a base election, and both parties are going to need to get out their most fervent voters.
And Zach, you mentioned that key word, gerrymandering. So do Democrats have to go district by district in the sense of targeting the districts they think they have a chance, or can there be a true national strategy?
Well, it's interesting. You know, there's one sense that there really are five key states, particularly for the House of Representatives, to watch. And those five key states are New Jersey, California, Illinois, Virginia, and New York. These are five states that Hillary Clinton won in 2016, but there's still a significant number, particularly in California, of Republican members of the House of Representatives. So how are those five states going to play? I think what you've seen that's a little bit different than in the past is there does seem to be a sense that both of a national and a local strategy that Democrats will have to employ here. And that is, you do see more people at the local level getting interested in running for office. So I'll give you an example here in the state where I live, Wisconsin, where I live in a district that has been held by Republicans for 50 years, and the last election, the incumbent won easily here with almost 60% of the vote. Well, this time, a very well-financed challenger has decided to run on the Democratic side, who's the nephew of former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl, who owns Kohl's department stores and also used to own the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. Well, the nephew of Herb Kohl is running. He's been involved in politics. He's going to be well-financed, and he's going to run. Will he win? Hard to tell. But will there be a race that's competitive here for the first time in years? Absolutely. And I think there's more of that kind of example around the country than there has been in the past, where there will be some competitive races in districts that people previously hadn't put on their radar screen.
How big a role is President Trump going to play both for Democrats and Republicans? Is he going to be sort of the boogeyman for Democrats and for Republicans? If the economy is doing well this fall, will they say, yes, President Trump, we want your support?
You know, that's the million-dollar question. President Trump in certain districts will play well and other districts will not. And I think he's going to clearly be a factor in 2018. Again, you look at his generic national ratings and it's hovered positive, you know, around 38-39% with a negative rating above 50%. This is unheard of in the modern polling time that you'd have a president with this kind of consistently low polling rating. But as you point out, with the stock market above 26,000 points and people generally bullish on the economy, there's going to be a sense that, you know, the economy is doing well. Now, we just saw within the last week, stock market in one day went down 400 points. And so is it possible that between now and November, the stock market could lose 2,500 points? You bet it's possible. It's also possible it could gain some more. So right now there is a lot, I think, riding on Trump's even nascent popularity on that stock market issue. But, you know, what happens with the Mueller investigation? This is a question mark. as well. So I think, you know, Trump is clearly going to play a major role in whatever happens in November.
Are there any star Democrats that we should expect to see in certain close races, visit certain areas? I know Bernie Sanders isn't technically a Democrat, but is he someone who has rubbed people the wrong way, or is he someone that could get votes? Is President Obama expected to be involved?
You know, that's, a great question. My sense is that what you always see in these midterm elections are the 6 or 8 or 10 people who are considering a run for president in 2020 or in the next general election. So there will clearly be national Democratic figures who will be out on the road campaigning, trying to build up chips, so to speak, with people around the country. So you may very well see Cory Booker out on the road, or Kamala Harris, or Elizabeth Warren, or Bernie Sanders. And clearly President Obama is popular in certain areas as well. But, you know, the question is going to be in these swing areas is, can you get a motivated base of people out? And in the end of the day, if someone from Washington or from another state can come out and help motivate that base, terrific. If not, you know, people will be careful about who they invite in to their district. And I think the same will be true with the Republicans, who will be very cautious about whether or not to invite President Trump or Mike Pence or whoever it is down the Republican ballot to come out and campaign for them. Because in some districts, they're going to want to try and figure out how to get that middle-of-the-road voter who is maybe a bit disaffected from the Trump administration, but still wants to vote Republican. So who they use as surrogates from the outside is going to be an interesting parlor game to watch in the next 9 months.
Zach Massetti is a political scientist and president of Ripon College in Wisconsin.